This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-8304, regarding Marvel, M-A-R-V-E-L, H-O-Y-T, date of birth March 2nd of 1944. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a consultation for Mrs. Hoyt, who is sent for evaluation of progressively worsening renal function starting May 13th of 2024. Initially, creatinine, that date was 1.26 with GFR 43. 11-12-24, creatinine 1.28, GFR 42. 2-12-25, creatinine 1.55, GFR 33. 4-29-25, creatinine slightly better at 1.35, GFR 39. August 21st-25, creatinine worse at 1.69 down to 30. At that point, a referral was sent since things were progressing in an unexpected way and rather rapidly. She was seen in this practice back on July 3rd of 2019 as a post-hospital follow-up visit for low sodium concentration that she was hospitalized for, suspected to be SIADH. Her hydrochlorothiazide was stopped while she was hospitalized at that time, and renal function was normal with creatinine levels of 0.8 and 0.7. We don't have any lab values between 2020 and 2023, though, for comparison. So we know that things did change in 2024 for certain. She is feeling well. Her biggest complaint is when she gets up from sleep to use the bathroom, she has severe urinary incontinence, and she must wear a protective undergarment because she urinates before she can get to the bathroom. That only happens when she gets up from bed. It does not happen during the day. But she's quite distressed by that, and it's not. And she wonders if that is somehow related to the kidney disease. She states that she has not had any CAT scans or ultrasound or kidney ultrasound or bladder ultrasound recently or ever that she can remember having. No headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She denies any blood or cloudiness of the urine, no odor. No neuropathic pain in the lower extremities. And her sodium levels usually run about 135 to 136 when they're checked since 2024. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, obstructive sleep apnea, gastroesophageal reflux disease, obesity, type 2 diabetes, osteoarthritis, shoulders, back, hips, knees, hyperlipidemia, chronic mild hyponatremia, and depression with anxiety. Past surgical history, she had a left breast biopsy for benign lesion, colonoscopies, bilateral cataract extractions, right shoulder replacement, and left total knee replacement, as well as an EGD. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow and lives alone. She is retired. Family history is significant for diabetes, congestive heart failure, and breast cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to hydrocodone and adhesive tape. Medications, Norvasc 10 milligram daily, Carvedilol 3.125 milligram twice a day, Ambien 10 milligram at bedtime, Simvastatin 10 milligram daily, Singulair 10 milligram daily, vitamin D3 50,000 units daily, Omeprazole 40 milligram daily, vitamin B complex daily, magnesium was 400 milligram three times a day, turmeric, 500 milligram three times a day. Cymbalta is 20 milligram two daily, and Trulicity, 1.5 milligram injection once a week. And she has not used any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs since 2019. Physical exam, height 66 inches, weight 192 pounds, pulse is 97, and blood pressure left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 122 over 68. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Midline uvula. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen. No palpable masses. No ascites. No peripheral edema. Brisk capillary refill in extremities. Sensation and motion are intact in ankles and feet. And labs. Most recent lab studies, August 21st of 2025. Her hemoglobin A1C is 6.4. The glucose was 154, sodium 135, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 29, calcium is 9.8, microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 10.6, hemoglobin 13.6, normal white count, normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, progressing much faster than one would expect with type 2 diabetes and hypertension. We are scheduling her for STAT kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan to rule out urinary retention and overflow urinary elimination. And she may need a referral to urology and also a catheter if this is found. We also want to get her old labs from 2020 through 2023 just to compare the results and to see when the change exactly happened with the kidneys. She is going to repeat all our labs now, including a protein to creatinine ratio, a urinalysis, magnesium level, intact parathyroid hormone, immunofixation, free light chains with ratio. And we've asked her to stop the magnesium at this time, and we'll check the level to make sure she's not taking excessive amounts of magnesium. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 2 to 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.